Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This half hour, we continue to feature alternative, non-charting versions of some of your favorite Motown songs. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, Marvin Gaye, Martha and the Vandellas, The Supremes, Brenda Holloway, The Isley Brothers, Stevie Wonder, and Gladys Knight and the Pips. Well, first up, an alternative version of the number one selling smash hit from the Four Tops. Well, I can't help myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch was created expressly for the Four Tops by that great writing team of Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland Jr. This record provides a change of direction for the group. Holland, Dozier, and Holland put lead singer Levi Stubbs on a hard-edged, pounding dance number, showcasing a raw, almost hoarse, Southern soul voice. Well, James Jamerson, playing bass in this song, never lets up for a moment, playing a monster patton all the way through. Well, I Can't Help Myself harked all the way back to Lamont Dozier's Detroit childhood. He was quoted as saying, "The inspiration came from my grandfather, watching him as women came to my grandmother's house to have their hair done at her home salon. He was always a bit of a flirt, so when he'd welcome the people in, he had this little devilish look in his eye, and he'd say, 'Good morning, sugar pie, good morning, honey bunch.'" Well, when the Four Tops recorded I Can't Help Myself, engineer Harold Taylor recalled that people were banging on the door of the studio. They were so ecstatic about what they heard. Well, the only one that didn't really like the song is lead singer Levi Stubbs. Well, Brian Holland told him, after he recorded the song originally, "Okay, we'll do it again tomorrow." Well, it turned out there was no tomorrow. Here is the alternative version of I Can't Help Myself, right here on Motown.
Baby, but if I ever caught you running around, be long gone.
That was Live Wire. That was a 1964 original version of that song, which had an alternative heavy piano mix. Before that, Marvin Gaye with I'll Be Doggone, the original version from 1965. And we start with the first pressing, also from 1965, from the Four Tops. I Can't Help Myself, in parentheses, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, close parentheses. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature promo, non-charty versions of some of your favorite Motown songs. But we're going to keep it in 1965 for the next two songs. The first one, number one smash hit from the Supremes, the promo version of Back in My Arms Again. Well, when this song was released, the question on people's minds was, could the Supremes make it an unbelievable 5 number one pop smashes in a row? Well, of course they could, and they did, thanks to, again, that Grady writing team of Holland, Doja, and Holland. Well, Back in My Arms Again featured the foot-stomping beat that Holland, Doja, and Holland cooked up for the song Where Did Our Love Go and Stop in the Name of Love. Its backing was laced with baritone sax flourishes. Well, Holland, Doja, and Holland worked a cute mention of Mary and Flo, the other two members of the Supremes, in the lyrics. Again, Motown producers were savvy about creating audience identification with the stars. Well, Holland, Doja, and Holland were at their peak in 1965 with Back in My Arms Again. And this song was immediately replaced by number one by a song we just heard, I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. Well, here are the Supremes with their fifth smash number one in a row, right here on Motown Memories.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
What are you gonna do when I'm gone? Whose shoulder are you gonna cry on? What are you gonna do on the day when I turn my head and just walk away?
Now,
what are you gonna say to your friends when the talk around town begins? Will you tell them how you treated me bad? Will you tell them how you made me so sad?
Oh,
Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Classic This Old Heart Is Weak For You from 1966, the original version of that song. Before that, from 65, Brenda Holloway with When I'm Gone, the original version of that song also. And we start with a promo version also from 1965, The Supremes with Back in My Arms Again. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature alternative non-charting versions of some of your favorite Motown songs. Well, coming up, the very first political song that the Motown record label ever released, the alternative mix of Blowin' in the Wind from Stevie Wonder from 1966. Blowin' in the Wind is a cover version from Bob Dylan from his album called Freewheeling, and it was written by Bob Dylan. The song was originally released by Bob Dylan in May of 1963, and Peter, Paul, and Mary took their version to number 2 in the fall of 1963, and it became a beacon for the era's early social protest movement. Well, Stevie's version was now, in 1966, more in tune with the growing civil rights demonstrations in the United States. Well, already, Stevie was expressing opinions in interviews that must have seemed distinctively radical to the Motown Public Relations Department. He was quoted as saying at the time that, "I'm glad I'm blind. I can see more of life this way." And the song's anti-war sentiments were now more apparent, which, until Marvin Gaye's song in 1971, "What's Going On," was an anomaly in the Motown record family. Well, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, clearly could not have missed Stevie's deepening voice and maturing sense of phrasing that raised goosebumps at the time and a lot of the Motown family members. Stevie on the song even whips out his harmonica for a brief solo. Here is "Blowin' the Wind," Stevie Wonder, right here on Motown Memories.
Surprise, I must say, when I found out
last night in the Pips, a number two song from 1967. This was the alternative mix of I Heard Through the Grapevine. And we started with Blowin' in the Wind, Stevie Wonder, 1966 alternative mix. Well, this hour of Motown memories now comes to a close. We featured alternative non-charty versions of some of your favorite Motown songs. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.